keeping you updated every day.
Lucy Braden
on ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania.
Have you ever called out someone you've caught shoplifting? As the rising cost of living bites, retailers and shopkeepers are increasingly having to deal with shoplifting and theft. And it's not uncommon for shoppers themselves to take the law into their own hands. But how wise is it? How dangerous is that? Let's check in with Stephen Brown, lawyer and principal of Lynn and Brown Lawyers. Good afternoon.
Hi, Lucy and listeners.
So this sounds pretty dangerous. What is a citizen's arrest?
Yeah, it's a very interesting one, and one fraught with a lot of problems, Lucy. So a citizen's arrest is basically where anyone other than a police officer seeks to detain someone on the basis that they believe they've committed some criminal offence.
How wise is doing that?
Fraught with a great deal of problems. So you'd want to be very certain that a criminal offence has been committed, because if you did then go and detain someone, you could be liable for criminal charges yourself of both false imprisonment and an assault. So quite serious criminal charges that you would face if the person has not committed a criminal offence, and really careful with the amount of force that would be used.
Oh, okay. So if you are certain someone committed an offence, but then you did a citizen's arrest, but they deny it, would there have to be some video footage of that?
Well, you'd have to have some evidence. Mm. So in Tasmania, it's enshrined in the Criminal Code Act, and Section 39 of that act is what gives citizens the right to actually make an arrest. So there is actual legislation that gives this power to be done, but it is on the basis that an offence has been committed. So you would want some very strong evidence in case the person says, well, no, I didn't commit an offence, and therefore, you know, police officer, I want you to actually charge this, you know, the person that's detained me with an offence, not me, for stealing something.
Mm. And you also don't really want to be a hero and risk your own life, because you might not know what weapons or what they are carrying or what they could do as a result.
Yeah, definitely. And we've seen that occur on many occasions. And what the person should be doing if they do go to do it, is they should be making some statement to the effect of, I'm arresting you. I'm arresting you because you've committed an offence, and I'm going to arrest you. So making it quite clear the basis on which you are maybe exerting some degree of force, which has to be proportional to the nature of what they're doing. So if it's shoplifting, it would have to be very light, because it's not a, you know, physical assault or something, you know, endangering someone's life that's occurring here. Quite different if, you know, the person was coming at another person with a knife or a gun or something of that nature. So when we're talking about a shoplifting offence, it's quite low on the order of criminal offences, and therefore the amount of force would have to be, you know, very minimal, being proportional to the offence.
Okay. Wow, that's a lot to take on. I kind of didn't actually think that a citizen's arrest could happen in Australia. For some reason, I thought it was just a US thing.
Yeah, no. As I say, there is actually in the criminal code that allows it. We don't see it very often. You know, I was actually walking through a shopping centre the other month, and I saw someone come up to a security guard and said, oh, I've just walked out of Woolworths and I think someone has just shoplifted from there. And I got the impression that the employees were doing nothing about it, which is probably pretty wise, and they're probably under instruction to do that, because it could be quite serious the ramifications for them, either of being charged with an offence or being injured themselves. So the security guard was going to go and see what he could do about it. But the security guard, they're under the same, have the same rights and obligations as any other citizen that's not a police officer.
There was something that happened, something similar here recently, and it ended in a stabbing, an alleged stabbing. So I think, we need to be really, really careful about the circumstances, and sometimes it's just not worth it. It's just not worth your life. Francis in Franklin asks, what's your view of intervening if you see someone abusing another person physically, verbally? Should you be a silent bystander? I guess that's more of an opinion, but yeah, can you speak legally to that?
Yeah, well, you can commit an assault. If they're committing an assault, Then you may want to, particularly if you think that their life is being endangered or a serious risk of serious injury, you may want to consider doing something about it. But you're, of course, in that situation, going to potentially put your life and health at risk. But if you're willing to take that risk, the thing that you have to be really careful of is it's got to be proportional, and these things can get out of hand very quickly. So you're putting yourself in a highly risky situation.
We're talking about citizens' arrests with Stephen Brown from Lynn and Brown Lawyers. If you've seen something like this before, weigh in, please. 0438 922 936. And how did it end up? Maybe you've done one yourself, a citizen's arrest. Not entirely recommended, and it does come with some legal ramifications, especially if you don't have evidence of that person committing a crime. Are these types of things on the rise now that it seems that more people are committing crimes?
It would seem to be the case that with the cost of living going up and that there is probably some more shoplifting occurring. I haven't seen, therefore, there are more situations of there being citizens arrest, because I think people are quite cautious, and we have the situation like you were talking about where sometimes people do try to do it, and they then find themselves the victim of a serious assault. So I think people are still generally very cautious and unlikely to intervene if it is, you know, shoplifting on a minor level.
It's been wonderful to have you on, Stephen. Thank you so much for weighing in on this. And just remind us, we need to make sure if we do something like this that we have pretty hard evidence that the person has done the wrong thing.
Pretty hard evidence, and make sure that it's whatever force you're using would have to be minimal if it is, we're dealing with shoplifting, because it's got to be proportional to the nature of the offence.
Excellent. Proportional to the nature of the offence. Appreciate your time. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you, Lucy.